The first case of the coronavirus in the north was someone who had travelled from Dublin Airport right up to the north of Ireland. So it's quite clear that we need an all-Ireland approach in these uncertain times. And at present, we have more than 30,000 workers who cross the border of the island every day, whether it be for their employment or to provide work in terms of healthcare workers and those who are working in the hospitals and the front line at the moment. With the lockdown measures introduced by the British government yesterday, it leads to great uncertainty in terms of there's not one approach to the jurisdiction, north and south, and that there's a two-pronged approach for workers. At present, we have a cross-border approach, and even we have cooperation in terms of healthcare on an all-island basis, and that's the way we should be seeing it into the future, that we will have cross-border approach in terms of tackling the crisis. It needs to be tackled on an all-island basis, and that's in relation to ministers both north and south having a joined-up approach and reaction to the virus as it continues to attack our community.
But those cross-border workers are still effectively in limbo until they get that clarity.
Well, that's correct. And I know there has been measures by Sinn Féin and other parties to seek clarification in relation to that, to seek clarification from both the Taoiseach and indeed the British Prime Minister in relation to how people who may operate on a cross-border basis in terms of going to work will now have to react in relation to these new guidelines.